produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My child, hold on to wisdom and good sense. Don't let them out of your sight. Proverbs 3:21. How often I remember hearing just the elders, anyone beyond, wise beyond my years, say, it pays to have good sense, or, you know, be smart, don't be a follower. When I told my daughter, lead, don't follow, don't believe everything you hear, don't be a part of the crowd. And you hear it, but you don't really follow it. Or maybe you do. But I'm reminded of the many opportunities that I've had to walk in wisdom or good sense, good judgment, choices. And those good mentions of walking in wisdom were not in my head at the time. And I chose, not often, but often enough for me to remember now, that reading this proverb, which speaks so well about having good common sense and making right decisions, that now reminds me of the many that spoke about wisdom and just good sense and making right choices. Not that they might have read this, but their experience to not have certain regrets. And I'm just using regrets because some choices that you make, you stand firm in them. Whether they be right or wrong for someone else, you stood firm in what you felt at that time. And when I think about having good sense or just walking in good judgment, I think about thinking before you speak. And I had an opportunity with a family member. We're all different. We may have grown up together, but we all have different personalities. And I sometimes like to call them mind, moods, and attitudes. We all may agree, but we all may arrive at an agreement from different perspectives. And maybe you can relate as well. And I'm reminded of a conversation that started out as just a quick message to me about a conversation they had with family. And I'll tell you, for the first time, I cautioned my words and I paused in my response, because although this scripture, Proverbs 3:21, did not jump in my head right away, I believe I heard the elders saying, respond the right way. Don't lead in with your own personal experience, but hear them out. And I got them to answer more questions, and I still didn't answer with my experience, because I had an idea of why they reached out to me. And I believe the Lord was saying, are you going to respond with wisdom, or are you going to respond with your experience? You already have an idea of where they're going and who they might be talking about. What are you going to say? And I thought about forgiveness on my part, overlooking the incident, because when I think back, they were answering me from their perspective. Don't get me wrong. Their perspective, mine, moods, and attitudes. So, as the conversation went on, in a message, I realized they were in the place where I was, and they were hurt by the response that they got. And I could have easily jumped in and jumped in the pit with them and got all in, well, I know what you mean, and he did that to me, and blah, 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 and went off and forgot all about the elders and good sense, and just got in there and got my chance to get back at the person in my own way, or forging ahead and looking for my opportunity to be heard and be right. But would I have been right? Because I believe, and I said, Lord, there's no coincidence that I'm hearing this conversation today when I was in my own place myself with some things. And I was like, this might also be my test, his experience, but it's to see if I have recovered from it. Have I forgiven the comment, the offense? Am I going to walk in good sense, good common sense? Did it kill me? Did it take my life? The comment, the experience? No. The person was answering me from their perspective. Not that it was right or wrong, but it was their perspective. Did it affect me? Absolutely. Did it cause me to cause someone else anguish and pain against the same person? Or should I respond and let it go? Thankfully, I have heard, have good common sense often enough. My experiences of wanting to be forgiven, also now recognizing this is my opportunity, though we may not verbalize it to each other, to forgive an offense. And sometimes for me, I don't know about you, but when you say forgive or forget or let go, we want to hold on to it. And it's really not a good idea, because what we're really doing is holding ourselves hostage. Why do I say that? Because I don't know about you, but have you ever been so angry that you could feel the heat on your face when you talk about it? To the point as if you had just had the experience not even 10 minutes ago, and it may have been 10 years before. Now, who's really holding who hostage? And I think the Lord is saying, when he says, when the Proverbs say, walk in good wisdom and good common sense, I think that's a part of it. Because had I been holding on to my experience with the person that they were now encountering years later, I could have missed a great opportunity to walk in my own peace. I could have missed an opportunity to walk in my own peace. And yes, I paused, because as I'm speaking it, I often take my temperature to see if the experience still holds me, not them, hostage. And finally, I said to the family member, I think I know what you're talking about, but why don't you give me a call? And they were going in by message, but I could feel the frustration rising as they continued to communicate in the message, and that I was not responding in the way that they know I can respond. And finally, they call me and we talk, and I said to them what was said to me on a different occasion, of course. And some of you probably read this or heard it. I said, well, this is not the first time I'm hearing this conversation. So when a person shows you who they are, are we going to believe them? Is this your first encounter with that person? Instead of going into my experience and jumping in. And I said, what is it going to change for your life? And they paused. And I do believe the pause was because they probably looked at their phone and said, am I talking to you? Because I know you've had frustration with this person. And I said nothing. Because at the same time, that little itty bitty part of me still thought about, well, tell him what happened to you. And on the other side, thank God that day I was walking in good common sense, I'd like to say. And I paused and said, well, if this one says it's blue, that one says it's blue, this one says it's blue, I guess it's blue. How is it going to affect your life? This is how they see the situation. What are you going to do about it for you? I said some other things, but I would not jump in the pit with him. And if I can say to you, and I know you've been there, and maybe this is for you to help someone else when you find yourself in a conversation or in a place And you can think back to your girlfriends and different people that you just have this common bond with, and you are that just ride or die. Whatever they say is golden. I'm in. I'm with you. When that person's been hurt or find themselves in a place that they've been wronged, and you just want to get on in there with them and go for it. And you'll often hear me say, maturity, we've done it, and it's been in stages. And I hear the scripture, you know, Paul saying, when I was a child, when he was a child, that was a certain season in his life. He said childish things. But when he became an adult, when he got older, he had to realize, and I do believe, that the wisdom that he encountered, though we know through reading, if we take the time, I have not read it all, but just certain stories hold to us dear, and you think about it, how it applies to our own personal life. I could have wallowed in the hurt that on many different occasions I have experienced, or I could have taken the opportunity, and I'm glad to say today that I did. I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but I heard, walk in good common sense, let it go. There are many other things I have for you that need your attention. Help him along. Don't bring him into that place, because it's not even a part of where you are anymore. It happened for a reason. And then you think, okay, so it happened to me, not to tear me down, although there are things that can tear at the very fiber of my being. I am not talking about that. I'm talking about those moments where we are able to, if we allow it, to walk away and to allow people to be who they're going to be. And the goal is to maintain our peace and good common sense. That is what I'm speaking to today. I have an opportunity on many occasions to jump right in, get my tongue going and hammer someone down and bury them, and they not even know it. But who is it really burying, them or me? It's something to think about. Walking in wisdom and good common sense. And we continued to talk, and he was still there for a minute, and I let him be. Knowing full well I could have easily, and he was probably waiting for me to jump right in and say, yeah, and I this and that, and do this and that. And I'm with you on this, and if you do this, and I sat and I said, how has that changed your life? Is that going to affect where you are? You're in two different states. You got so much more going on. What are we who agree going to do now? The situation has not changed. The person has only excused himself from being a part of the situation. It's still there. How are we going to address it? And they paused again and looked, and I'm sure probably looked at the phone and said, who am I talking to? But he didn't. He listened. And he said, okay, yeah, I guess you're right. But I'm just surprised. And I'm like, are you? Think back. How many more surprises can that person give you? Remember when you got over that? You still reached out. You still continued to be who you are. It didn't deter you. It didn't take your peace. It robbed you for a few minutes, but you regained it. There have been so many highs other than the lows since the first surprise or the second or third surprise. They have been consistent in who they are. I don't think we can use the word surprised anymore, can we? How many people in your life, think about it, that continually, on some level, maybe not always, shows you a side that throws you for a loop, but you, with wisdom, good sense, call it what you will, you realize, am I to change the way that I see the situation through this person's perspective, or do I hold true to what is right? Or am I going to be pissed off and mad all the time because this person continually shows up in that place? Am I going to cut myself off from my peace? Or am I going to continue to be, reach out? Because if that's your makeup, or maybe you may be on the other side and in a place, it's time for us to reach out for good sense. It's not always necessary, I find, to jump in the pit, if you will. That's what I call it. And be angry and upset and gang up, because it robs us of our peace. And the goal is, and I think when walking in wisdom and good common sense, you find peace. That's priceless. And I will always say that it's priceless because I know what it's like not to have it. It is priceless to hold on to peace. You can find understanding if you're walking in peace. Now, are you walking on a cloud all the time? Absolutely not. But a sensible, open, relieving yourself of the angry attack or whatever that may have come at you that caused you to be off for a moment, off in the moment or the experience, and say, you know what, I'm going to go all in and I'm going to just give it to them. And sometimes you may have to. I'm not going to judge it. I won't know about it. But for me, I felt like I was saying, let's see what you're going to say. And if you answer, if anything other than bringing a calm to the situation, then maybe you have not been delivered from that. Maybe you have not. Maybe there's still some, as I would like to use, my favorite is, some bitterness, unforgiveness, and some resentment there that is holding me hostage. My goal in this life right now, in these days and times, is to pursue peace, not be a doormat. That is not what I'm saying. But above all, if it's going to, there's a situation that's going to take you, your peace, away from you, I encourage you to pause. Someone may look to you as a confidant. It's beautiful to be looked at in that way, but you're not the sanitation department. You don't need to pick up the garbage and carry it anywhere. Hold on to your peace. Help someone else. Help someone else if you're there. We're not all there yet, but it's a conversation to have with self and maybe with others as they start to go in, and you can say from a different perspective, this is something we rise to. It does not happen overnight. As I said, I thank my Lord that I was able to not jump right in and go all in agreement and keep the fire going and flaming it and throwing kerosene on it with my words and my experience. But I absolutely could say, Lord, thank you, because I did not answer him, because I didn't feel the heat that I felt on my face so many times because anger had built up in me. So I thank God for that, working a good work for the people that he placed in my life to always plant the seed of walking common sense. Think before you speak, because I know that my words have power. But I would rather be on the side of, she encouraged me, and not she just totally broke my heart. That's where I want to be. I don't know if that is where you want to be. Maybe you might want to be and simmer in something for a minute. But I would encourage you to come out on the other side of it. Because I do find that when we are in the space of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, or anger at an experience, we are blinded. It's not so much they are blinded who brought the offense. It's us walking in blindness, and we can't see the beauty around us that wants to give us back our peace, the situations that call to us. We lose when we hold on to it. And I was thankful. Like I said, I don't know what I'll do tomorrow. But in that day, I'd like to say I passed that test, because I don't feel that way anymore. Maybe, yes, I'm going to be cautious. Or when I speak of that with that person, because I'm going to speak to them again. Because, again, I don't want to close myself off from being who I'd like to be. So I encourage you as well to think before you speak. Is it something you want to carry for a long time? I could beg you not to, because we miss, those are blind spots for us, and they take us away from that priceless peace that we so very much need in these days and times. I believe God has some better things for me. And holding on to something that offended me so long ago, in the now, when I'm sure, if you think about, you have gone above and beyond those situations. But if it's still holding you hostage, I pray that the Father will come in and sweep house, sweep away any bitterness, unforgiveness, any resentment, anything that would hinder you from being in a place of peace. That's a blessed place to be. Not saying everything is perfect, we're walking on a cloud floating, no. But saying that I choose to walk in good sense, good common sense, for my life and those around me. There's some things that come to us that far outweigh what we could encounter on the other side of anger and bitterness. There's some beautiful things I've experienced because I had to say, you know what? Back up. I can't stay here too long. What good is it doing to me? What is it doing for me? Absolutely nothing. It's actually holding the offense in my body, and it shows up. Pain shows up in different ways. There's so many things. We could go on and on about it. Think about it in your own life. I encourage you. If I may, encourage you to look for your peace. Hold, if you have it, hold on to it. Hold it like a security blanket. Because when you're there, you can offer a different hindsight to the situation that someone else caught in the midst of it could never. I think that's why the news is the way it is, because there were some things we just could not let go. And the outcome was so, for us all around, brought harm or pain or grief to someone else. And this conversation is the lighter side, because there's steps to getting to that type of outcome. Let's think about it. Let's think before we speak. There was another scripture that always, after that conversation of, and I have to repeat it, my child, hold on to wisdom and good sense. Don't let them out of your sight. Proverbs 3:21. And you can read it in so many different versions. Thank God for the word. I thank God for the word because it makes sense. Matthew 11:29 has been with me for some time now. Accept my teachings and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. Sometimes I think walking in peace is a restful place to be. Is everything perfect? No, absolutely not. But my peace gives me the opportunity to be gentle and look for the humble spirit, as the word says. Accept the Father's teachings and learn. If anyone could teach us anything about being wronged, it's our Lord and Savior. We're not sweating blood, is it that? And there are some horrific offenses. They really are. I am not discounting that whatsoever. Some of us have been hurt to the point where it is so hard to even move, but we have to. Our peace is priceless. Pursue good sense, pursue wisdom. If not for you, for someone else. It's something for us to think about and pursue. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.